Sire Knots, and welcome to Observations. I am your lovely host, Sovereign Sire, and I'm brought to you by the good or not so good people at julieland.com, which is mainly Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
Hello, Richard. Always lovely to see Dick.
Good to see you. Best dick in the business.
That you are, and that you do have.
Yes.
And today in the Sov Pod with me is Willie Hunter, a local stand-up comedian here in the Los Angeles area. A very fun and interesting guy.
You forgot, he's the black.
He's also very black.
Very black.
With a very sensitive good looks. And
oh. Oh. What are we talking about today?
What's today's topic?
Today's topic, by special request from Mr. Richard Avery, is porn.
Pornography. Not porn, pornography.
The pornography.
Yeah, pornography makes it sound classier.
It is classy. It's part of a long tradition.
Exactly. So, because I always have this question for especially young gentlemen such as yourself. Like, sure. When did you start looking at porn?
I think I was like 11.
That's the average age.
They say
11's the average age. Yeah, on the internet. 11.
No, I was, the internet in it really wasn't that, it wasn't happening then. And 98, I think that was 11.
Yeah.
No, you know how like, you had the cable and you had those scrambled channels?
Yeah.
Of the like, soft porn?
I remember doing that.
Yeah.
I remember like...
Yeah, that was me. That was my first like, porn experience.
What is that? Is that a boob?
Is that something? And then one time every now and then you'll get, you know, a clear screen, but it'd be blue people, but you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could hear it.
You know, porn is so loud that you can't really listen to it and watch it at the same time.
Isn't that kind of the joke, which is like...
Yeah, it's like, why like, is this fucking loud?
Like, yeah, the volume comes in like 1 to 10 and then porn.
Yeah. Like, there's no like progression. It's just like, boom.
There's no way to watch porn quietly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no quiet enough button.
Yeah. And, so, yeah, I remember that. I remember I was like 11, yeah, and I jerked off and nothing came out.
That's men's penis. Like, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's,
like, I'm nothing. Trying to
understand
like,
that.
And you sat there like, what the fuck is this all about?
I don't know. I just know that I touched myself. I'm like, this feels good. And then you start going more and more, and you're like, oh boy, ah. And then you're like, what just happened? Did anything, there's something on me? Or
like, do you remember like what you, the first thing you fantasized about was?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Like, do you remember like what was the first thing that, thing or person that you thought about like when you the,
sexually
like if you can think about the first time that you were like, really like the first time you really masturbated like you knew what you were trying to do masturbated like.
Oh, that was probably a couple years later, and that was because girls so started growing like tits then, and then
it always
starts with boobs.
Yeah,
it started with boobs with me because all of a sudden your friend was flat chested and now she's got these tits and you're like, what are these bumps? And those things are really cool. Then you see your first ones, and then when you see your first like ones in Playboy and they're big and beautiful, you're like, oh fuck, that's amazing.
I remember one of my, she was like my best friend because we lived close to each other. She played sports, I played sports, and I never really looked at her sexually at all. She was like a, you know, one of the guys. And I remember next year at school, she came in, she had like these huge boobs, and I was like, who are you? And I am aroused. It was just like that.
He's like, I'm a boy, I'm a man.
So I was awkward around her all the time, you know. So it was just unbelievable.
So do you I guess what I was trying to get at is do you feel like your fantasies were kind of immediately informed by porn, or they were informed by the world around you? Like your immediate
porn.
Environment.
It was definitely porn.
Yeah.
Because it was just so straightforward, you know, when your environment around you, you have to use a lot of imagination, and with porn you don't have to. It's right there in front of you.
Did you have things that you immediately were drawn to besides boobs? I mean, like, was there a certain performer that you really liked, or scenarios that were really like powerful
like,
for you?
I really love I love watching people have sex outside of the bedroom.
Okay.
Like outdoors.
Well, which is interesting because I think like one of the more popular searches for porn is like outdoor.
Yeah.
Like that's a way to,
I don't know what it is. It just seems liberating and free, you know? It's almost like skinny dipping.
Or like the taboo, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about outdoor sex.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was asking like what what drew me, like, what was I had a preference? And I said, I don't know, when I was young, it's all about, like, people having sex outside of the bedroom. Like, that was like, what? You know, they're having sex in an elevator, or they're having sex outside, or they're having sex in a conference room, like, at the library, you know? They're having sex everywhere but the bedroom.
But that's most of porn, because if you notice, if you look at porn these
but
days...
But see, I didn't know any of that.
If you look at porn today, though, how often do you actually fuck in a bed? They don't. It's on a couch in a house in the valley.
I mean, but I'm a romance girl. So I know.
But like,
always
seriously,
fucking on a bed.
I know. I understand that. In a scene, though.
No, I'm saying in scenes. Like, I'm always in romance movies, so I'm always on.
Where
a bed.
Was your first boy girl scene? Who'd you fuck, and where was it at?
Oh well, that was James Dean, and it was a rape scene.
Oh wow.
Okay. So, but it wasn't in a bed.
No, my second scene was on a bed though. Okay.
But it, at
all of his scenes, rape scenes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's just give him
just shut up and talk.
Hi, Jesse Case. Welcome to my.
In.
This is my first podcast on porn. Like, I normally don't talk about it ever with guests. So, like, that's why.
I'm really bad at stuff. I didn't know what was going on. I just got thrown into Normandy here.
So oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I felt like I just landed.
Oh, you landed.
You know? So, hi, Willie.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you, Jesse.
Keep going.
Okay, sure. Keep it natural.
James Dean does a lot of really
He's very violent.
Scenes. Yes,
very
violent.
Yeah.
I think I've
Napoleonic.
Seen Napoleonic. I've seen one of his, like the Farrah Abrams thing. I don't see. I don't look at. I don't. I mean, maybe
you don't watch porn now.
Not really. Not
okay.
as much.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little softy. I like just, you know, I like a little romance.
I like generic romance stuff.
Yeah.
I like to keep it
moral.
Hold on a second. Your mic's not working for whatever stupid reason.
That's fine.
No, it's all good. Hold on. I don't understand that. That's really weird. Here, you know what? Take this one.
Keep going.
Hey, thanks.
Keeping immoral? Okay.
Well, no, like, I'll watch a hardcore porn, right? Like a cream pie porn. But exactly 9 months later, I'll watch a live birth video. And that way, like, I can just, I'm like, oh, that was for procreation. Right. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, this is still
procreational
within the Lord, you know? Yeah.
Jerk off when the woman's giving birth, though, right?
No, that's when I jerk off. I watched the other one, 9 months before.
Well, I know. Most people prequel. Can't jerk off till they see a woman's spirit being broken. So that's hence the popularity
really?
Of the facial. So
no, I can't. Yeah. I can't come until Spinal Tap time. You know what I mean? When I'm watching a live birth. Yeah.
That's
disgusting.
But I don't even. Like,
hey,
because
you're
really?
Focused on a woman's pleasure.
But the question is, do you really watch porn, though? Or, I mean, do you sit down and just like, yeah, all right, 30 minutes?
No,
I'm gonna
you do it. You
have, guys, have you guys ever bought a porn DVD?
I have. I have. I grew up in the South. You have to go. I mean, it was, we didn't have good internet for years.
Or you go out in the woods, you know, you do something.
Find a match.
Yeah, no, you do. Yeah. Jack Shack.
No,
every young man had a Jack Shack.
People have told me this phenomenon of, like, you find porn, like, under a bridge or by a tree, and it's like...
It's the community
mildewed
porn.
And torn, and,
that's
and
what,
it's like a page.
Yeah.
That's,
you find it in the environment.
That's what Ted Bundy blamed in his last interview.
And here's the weird thing. I always serious. Tell you, like, I started subscribing to Playboy when I was 12.
Okay.
And my mom... magazine comes in there, so my mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I bought it for the pictures. I want to be a photographer. So that's what I bought it for. And she was like, okay, cool.
Is that what you do?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm so she was like, you know, no big deal. So I was having, I was looking at Playboy when I was like literally at 5.
I had like a different reaction to Playboy. I got my dad to subscribe to Playboy for me because I came out as gay to my dad when I was like 15.
Okay.
And
that
I,
phase.
When
and
did
I,
you go back in as straight?
that phase.
I never did. Like,
did you have to go back in? I always wonder what that's like. If you're like, look, dad, I went to college.
Mistake.
Yeah. I experimented with some dick, and I'm going back in.
It's a little awkward, but like, so my dad subscribed to Playboy for me because I didn't want to tell my mom, but I told my dad like I like wanted to look at naked women and whatever. So he did, and then it was like 4 months in, he was like, you never look at the magazine. Like, should I cancel like the subscribe? Like, why you had me order this and now you never look at it? And I was like, yeah, I just that's not really like my type. And so then I started looking at like a Sports Illustrated.
Sure.
I was like, but it was this thing where it's like I just looked at Playboy and I was like, oh, not that kind of woman. I mean the kind of woman that would actually have sex with me. Like that's what I wanted to look at.
Like Elle McPherson in Sports.
See, that's the thing. Like that's such like a woman that like logically speaking, like guys are like, I can have sex with all of them.
Exactly. I'm not that picky.
I'm not at all.
You're that
you
young,
know, I went immediately to rejection. I'm like, I would walk up to that girl and she would be like, no. That sounds dirty. I didn't know.
I bet that's why a bunch of dudes watch like big dick porn. It's like, that's my dick's like that. Like, nah, nah, bro. It ain't.
I'm kind of the other way around. Like, you see these I don't mean like micro penis porn.
But average. You want to feel no, like I can relate?
Well, what I mean is, like, you watch porn, and it's a girl with, you know, a beautiful, beautiful woman, and then a guy with, like, the V muscles and a fucking tribal Nickelback tattoo or whatever he's got. And, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's a hard day. That's a hard day when you show up and that's
the
cast. Yeah,
and the abs. And I could fit two of my dicks in the vein in his dick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's got, like, a molded with a Pringles can fucking cock. And, that really happens. Like, dudes that are that hot fuck girls that are that hot all the time. You see it at bars, and you just sit there and get bitter. So I don't want a bitter jerk off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I don't like a society's not a meritocracy. Like, I don't want that while I come.
God, why did you make me like this?
Yeah, it's not. It's awful. You know, like why porn?
I've never thought of it that way.
I'd say porn's too realistic.
He's like ruining you. I swear to God, he's gonna walk out of here in tears.
That's like the quote of the day.
No, people argue the opposite. Like, that's not real, you know. And it's no, like, no, dude, like, that's people like that.
Yeah, people like that all the time. I have a list of 8 guys that I'll work with, and they're all guys that would never fuck me on their off time.
Okay, well then that's the benefit. Then like, yeah,
it's the benefit like, of
that's
porn.
A perk of the job.
Yeah, yeah, they're all dude, because they're married. I mean, but
sure.
Still, they're people I could not have.
Yeah.
And, but that's the same thing with. Like,
and they have to pretend they're in love with me, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
I can fake a hard on. They cannot.
But that's the same thing.
So. Yeah, they have
that's
to.
The same thing for a guy, like with the girls, like, you know, especially with all the hookers. It's like they can all pay for all these girls, and there's not a chance in hell these girls would fuck them in any other way unless it was business, unless it was straight up money. Because they're not. And it kind of goes that other way, like, oh, God, it's all about money.
Well, I will. There's no way to say this without sounding like the biggest fucking asshole ever. But I've dated playmates, playmates with no financial interactions involved, because I'm very charming, and it doesn't like anything else. The forbidden fruit is boring after a week.
Exactly.
It doesn't fucking matter.
You don't have to tell me.
It's right.
It's cute.
It doesn't matter.
My motto has always been: it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah. You'd never want to live there.
Yeah, you kind of just go like, hey, this is fun. And because, I mean, all my friends are hookers.
My friend the other day asked if I was a size queen, and I said I would just die to be touched by a man that doesn't bore me to tears.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I can't even get to the dick. Like I'm just like, are you existing? Like, I would cry.
So many times, so many times in interviews I get asked, like, so what's your type of girl? Blonde, brunette? And I'm just always like, smart. And they kind of look at me like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, smart?
Yeah.
Like, I'm around, I mean, I love my girls. I'm around... You know all my girls. I'm around all these great girls.
Yeah.
We can go to Ash, Audrey, Bobby. Love them all, but you know.
Yeah, it's
I would say all my girls combined equal one good girlfriend.
It's weird. When you look at like a porn star or a model, like if you look at their stats, it's like 34, 32, 30, you know. It should be just like a Mensa score.
I had that for a long time on one of my profiles.
Yeah,
you had
like it was like measurements. And I was like, IQ.
Yeah. See, that's great. That's great.
But it's like I think a lot of it, like, but
no,
but I'm serious. But you don't sit there.
This is great.
You don't look at pornography for that. I mean,
no.
I always say like that's the thing. Pornography is made for masturbation. That's my thing.
But like increasingly, I feel like I sell intimacy because a lot of the stuff that I get commissioned to do is like my latest thing. I was commissioned to just videotape myself getting ready in the morning and like reading a book. Someone's literally paying for a slice of intimacy. There's no sex involved whatsoever. A lot of people like will pay me to like correspond with them through email and just kind of have that interaction. They love Skype shows where I've done so many Skype shows where I don't even get naked. They just want to talk about
people
politics
are just
or
lonely.
Like the books I'm
that's
reading.
That's what it is.
People, dude, very everybody lonely. Is so fucking lonely.
Well, because you
can
go get free porn anywhere. Yeah.
No.
You can go get free porn anywhere. So now it's like the thing is what people are willing to pay for is what they can't get for free, which is intimacy.
Right. Huh. And as I like to say to all,
do they have porn live live shows?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Oh, why? I haven't heard of these shows.
Where have you been?
You're
sitting at the club getting drunk.
I performed in them. Yeah,
I'm trying to get a girl who's already clothed.
Yeah. You have to get invited. But there are ones around LA. I performed in them. I can't say later what they are.
How does that feel? I mean,
there are things that surreal. There are things that we know and can tell you.
Sure,
we would do off air.
I kind of want someone. Yeah. I don't know what it is like. Let me. Would you let a group of people watch you have sex?
A group of people has seen me have sex.
Okay.
But accidentally. It was
on a jumbo screen at a football game.
I misread the kiss cam. And I was like, you know.
That's fuck.
I was there. Honey! I was there with my dad. It was awful. But sure. Why not? Why not, man? We're all.
No shame.
Yeah. I think about that a lot. And I think I know I would actually, yeah. I don't know why. It's maybe because I can't comprehend that feeling I would have.
I can see it now, Sav. Seriously, new DVD, comedians fuck or something. And
I mean, the worst
you're
going
to do five
DVD.
Scenes. Terrible, five scenes DVD. With comedians fucking.
Oh, I totally would.
The worst.
And then I totally can imagine would. Like then getting like five comedians
some
doing a gangbang.
Some comedians are really good in bed.
Just like some, yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that.
You're not supposed to say names. But
say any names. I just said some comedians.
I was going to say.
I'm positive I know your names. Positive I know.
But I was going to say is like it's like the whole concept of like, you know, how people, actors want to be musicians and musicians want to be actors. Or whatever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Comedians want to be porn stars and porn stars want to be comedians.
I think so.
Okay. I agree with that maybe.
Kind of.
Hmm.
I think comedians are better than rock stars. Like if you look at like Bill Hicks, like that's someone to me that's like as amazing as Jim Morrison or something in terms of like
3 weeks ago.
Like kind of having this impact, you know, and like how
3 weeks
punk
ago
rock is that
I literally or did the Comedy Pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas, which I never thought was a real club that mm-hmm. he would always reference in his act as like a total shithole. And it's fucking real.
and
it is the Comedy Pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas.
That just sounds scary.
It's pretty brutal. It's
Arkansas, like, anything sounds scary.
Yeah.
Like inbred white trash.
It's a weird place. I never realized, it never occurred to me that Arkansas and Kansas were like split up and they just added an AR to Kansas because they're pronounced different. And I was like, that totally
is. One's the correct French pronunciation.
I'm like, obviously that's the same. I don't know.
That's really weird. Back to porn.
Back to porn.
This is a red letter day. I never talk about porn on my podcast. So this is like, I don't know what to say.
Do people ask you, what do? You openly tell them?
No. I usually, if I'm out on the street, like, say,
I'm out on the street, walking the street.
Sure. You know, like in social interactions, if people ask, I just say I'm a writer because I am. So I don't mention that I have this very exotic day job that affords me the ability to write.
Sure.
So, I usually just say I'm a writer because I used to tell the truth, and it's just no one will look at you the same. They immediately are going to treat you in a very specific way.
Well, that's how it is as a comedian too. Sometimes I don't tell people because they're like, "Well, tell me a joke."
Never
like,
tell
no.
people.
Yeah.
Never you know, so I'm sure if you tell someone your porn star, they're like, you're up for anything, huh? Like,
exactly.
They automatically assume you're going to fuck.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh no, the bar was raised this much higher.
Right.
So
of course.
Actually, you're way less likely to get anything.
Well, it is parallel, although not as. Perhaps not as creepy, but of people you meet. But it is parallel as a comic. I don't tell people because they try to make me laugh. And it's I literally know the funniest people in the world.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to happen with your fucking water cooler joke.
Right, right.
Do you know how crazy you have to, like, you know what has to happen to get me off comedically?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what you have to line up? It's not happening.
Or people go, true, put this in your act and like...
No. Everyone thinks you're going to use them.
Yeah.
Is this going to make it? We sure are crazy down here.
I can imagine like some guy with like his iPhone calls and goes, look, I got some jokes written down. Do you want me to text these to you? You can use these.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Sure. Does anyone ever do that? If you were like, I do porn, they're like, I took some photos. You want to see this?
Kind of in a way.
Whoa.
Like, oh, here, look at my girlfriend. We like to swing. It's like there's just this assumption that you're automatically into all kinds of other things.
Right.
And my thing is, just because of my job, like the amount of validation I get sexually and stuff, and because my coworkers are good at what they do.
Okay.
It's like if I just wanted to hook up with no feelings,
right.
Like just wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I just go use my coworker who like is gonna be cool with it? I already know is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
And is gonna know how to manage the feelings.
Sure.
If that's all I want, like I'd rather just go there. But like if I want to date someone, like. Then what I want is them to be interesting,
right.
Or you know, generous and compassionate. Like these other things are like way more important to me,
right.
Or whatever. So my thing is like with civilians, there's no such thing as no strings attached sex for me. Like that's like because they don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Like they may think
don't.
They may think
I thought you loved me. Yeah.
They may think they do, but they do not.
Like, you have to be in it to know how to do it.
Well, it's probably one side's in it, you know, emotionally, and one other side's not.
Yeah.
There's a string.
Yeah.
Say that's a string.
Yeah. I thought it was ropes that you like. That's
a significant string.
I'm surprised how mature I am around porn stars. Like, you know.
What do you mean?
Isn't there like
I'm just I'm so casual, you know. Like,
were you expecting a different reaction of yourself?
Yeah, like I'm just raging boner, sweating.
Wow. Well,
I guess I'm good. Why do I? I'll maintain myself.
Now I feel like a failure.
No.
I'm supposed to be like a fantasy incarnate, aren't you?
Well, like I said, he's.
I get it though. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, like, so tell me then. So. You guys, I wanted to, the one thing I wanted to get across is, have you ever paid for porn?
Have I ever paid? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's my weird thing. Like, everybody looks at porn, everybody watches porn, but nobody ever pays for it.
The worst part is when you pay for it and then you jerk off, you're like, what the hell am I going to do with this next 40 minutes of porn?
Exactly.
You do the pay per time. Pay per view thing.
Yeah. I did that in college.
I've done the sites. Like,
sites. I haven't done that before.
They're actually in the interest of supporting the economy. My father's a songwriter. So it's anti-piracy, right?
hey, which is really important.
No, I'm serious.
It's destroying our bottom line.
I'm serious.
Actually.
I think people should... you can go to YouPorn or whatever, and it's not going to be full HD and whatever.
It doesn't need to be.
I know. Well, it doesn't need to be to get the job done. But I will tell you that most people that do pay for porn, myself included, it's still in that horny fever. You're in front of your computer, you're like, I'll sign up, and you're taking out your credit card and shit. And then you still feel like an asshole after you come. Then you're sitting there, and it's sad, and your sock's crispy, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that I've paid for it, and, you know, those mega sites or whatever. And I'll pay for it at times, you know, if it's been a while since I've known the touch of opposite chromosomes. I'll pay, and I'll give it a couple months, you know.
I always find it curious.
A couple months, and then you cancel your subscription?
I find myself not looking at it as much. I go through these weird horniness periods where it's like, I'm a fucking woodland satyr.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then I'm cool for a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very moody. Very moody.
Very,
very moody.
What else about porn?
I just recently stopped trying to jerk off so much. It feels a lot better.
What do you mean?
What?
Like when you actually? No, let me tell you. When you actually have sex, it feels a lot better because you know I'm not jerking off all the time.
Sure.
But when I was a teenager, jerking off whenever wanted. Yeah.
It's like.
And now I'm like, maybe like twice a week or something.
I jack off all the time, and then I just started reading this book called The Fantasy Bond, and they started talking about how like there's this like things we do to like avoid feeling things or developing as a person.
Yeah.
And it was exciting, like you know, sort of like the sort of chronic masturbation or like having a lot of sex all the time is a way to just kind of have an immediate fix for like a bad feeling instead of like, you know, re-behavioring yourself into like a better person.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, do I rely on that? Is 3 to 4 times a day too much? Like, no. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting high on my own supply. I'm an addict.
It's okay.
Like, that's where I'm at. All right. Well, so this was kind of cool to do an episode talking about porn. So to all my sirenauts out there that always want me to talk about it.
How do you feel about it? Do you like talking about it?
It
seems like you don't really like talking about it.
Well, I like talking about it,
but you want to show that you're more than that.
Exactly. You know, I feel like there are people that are much better at being porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
They're much better and facile at this kind of, you know.
Never heard of them. I don't know those people.
Anyway, so thank you, Willie Hunter, for coming on. Do you want to tell everyone how to find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Will Hunter Show. I will also like update my perform in Los Angeles a lot at the Comedy Store, the Improv, and I'll post whenever I'm going up.
Amazing! And we had at the last minute Jesse Case came in. Say hi, Jesse.
Hello. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No.
That was perfect.
No, I came because I wanted to pee. You know.
He needed the bathroom, and then we just dragged him in here.
We're like, no, gangbang now.
No, I'm early everywhere.
So
where do we find you?
Where do we find you?
It's at Jesse Case on Twitter. It's Jesse. Unless you work at Starbucks, then it's whatever you want, apparently. same as Willie. You know, I'm not at the store so much anymore, but I'm at the Improv a lot and all around town. And but I just got off the road yesterday from like a month thing,
wow.
So I'm real sleepy,
wiped.
Tired.
I'm really sleepy, and that's it.
All right. And you all know where to find me. You can find me at Sovereign Sire on Twitter and on my website on the Julie Land universe, ilovesov.com. And I'll see you guys later.